This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey guys, so we are back. I'm definitely having a bad hair day. It's Friday the 13th. Never a good day for me. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about when it comes to coronavirus. We'll give you kind of the latest on the updates. You know, when Disneyland closes, you know, now it's serious. But it's Friday the 13th, and I had written an article a few months ago, because I think we had a Friday the 13th in September, and I think we're supposed to have a few Friday the 13th, if I remember correctly. And actually, there's a fear of Friday the 13th. I gotta, like, read this to you guys. Fear of number. The number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia. And Friday the 13th fear is called parakevidekatriaphobia. Say that one three times fast. So, you know, we actually had found some scientific evidence that Friday the 13th could be hazardous to one's health. And, you know, you're like, where did this all come from? Well, there, some sources say it might have come from the Middle Ages. Some say it might have come from the Last Supper, where Judas was the 13th person to come to the table. And so, you know, and he betrayed Jesus. And so, you know, 13 has never been, you know, a number that everybody seemed to like. I think at age 13, that's when I got my period. I mean, it really wasn't a good year. And that's when I went from a cup to a double C. So it was a very scary time being 13 years old. Actually, 13 was when my house burned down. 13, I don't have good memories of the number 13. Yeah. House burned down. Don't ask. It just, some really weird stuff happened when I was a kid, which is why you have me now. So what is so dangerous about Friday the 13th? Well, just like we're seeing with coronavirus, it's the stupid panic. All right. People get scared and people think that if it's Friday the 13th, something bad's going to happen to you. And if you think something bad's going to happen to you, something then does. You know, it's like, you know, you guys have listened to my show now for a while. I mean, if I sit here and talk about, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have a bad day with ratings, most likely I'll have a bad day with ratings, you know? So there was a study that looked at car accidents. I believe this was back in 1993, and they found that there was a little uptick of car accidents on this date because people are, you know, freaked out about it. And what's even worse is they said women. We're in more car accidents than men. Now, we really don't need any more stereotypes. We do not need to be told. Actually, let me read from this study. This is, like, ridiculous here. Friday the 13th may be a dangerous day for women, largely because of anxiety from superstition. The risk of traffic deaths on this date could be reduced by one-third, although the absolute gain would remain very small, only one death per 5 million person days. So I guess, women drivers seem to not have as successful a mission on these days, which I like to blame. I like to blame men for. I really apologize. Yesterday, I was driving in the rain. I was doing a radio hit with Ken Thompson with SportsX Radio. And I was driving back in the rain. And some doofus in front of me was swerving. I don't know if he was on pot. I don't know if it's because, you see, I live in Las Vegas. And so when it rains here, people lose their mind. All right. I mean, we close things down. We have floods. There's cones all over the place. People don't know what to do when they see a spot of water. It's like, come on, people. And I was up in Minnesota earlier this last year. And I mean, we were talking like hurricane rains. People are driving like it's nothing. You know, but out here, it's like, oh, but that water. So some guy was doofusing it, right? And so I try to stay away from him, and I decide to go into another lane. But in that lane was apparently a concrete medium. So I'm starting to, like, drive and tell, don't tell my husband because he's going to want to, like, look at the car damage. So I start to, like, drive on the median, but I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to get away from this guy. And I, you know, I mean, my car could handle it. And so it's okay. It didn't get scraped up. It looks okay. And it didn't get a flat tire. But if somebody goes woman driver, I had to do that because of some doofus in front of me. And so, and I'm not saying guys are doofuses. I love guys. But it was somebody else that made me look like I can't drive. So with Friday the 13th, we might have a very tiny opportunity here because people don't like to go outside. They don't like to go on trips. Some of them are so superstitious. And with this coronavirus thing, we're going to talk about how, you know, we're being kind of threatened with a lockdown and, you know, canceling classes. And I don't know who's going to run the supermarkets or who's going to run the medical facilities. I mean, you know, when you close down the schools and we got to stay home and watch our kids, who's going to be able to go to work for the rest of us? I mean, nobody has enough food or medical supplies or whatever at home. So it'll be kind of interesting to see what happens there. But, you know, with this fear of Friday the 13th, you're going to see people kind of stay home and just kind of, you know, lay low. So, maybe we might see a small spread of, you know, coronavirus. I'm going to be answering your questions. We know we're getting some calls, and I'm going to give you guys a number. It's 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-362-3254. About a week or two ago, there was a study talking about how this virus gets in, all right? And it uses the angiotensin-converting enzyme pathway. And when I was reading this, I'm like, okay, this might be why people with high blood pressure might be more prone. Well, apparently we got a little bit more detail on that. I don't want to worry people with high blood pressure, but there may be a chance to, we may be starting to figure out a way to fight this. So we do have some good news among all the bad news. I don't know anybody who hasn't been affected by coronavirus, not being sick, but by, you know, losing out on school or job or losing income or having to cancel their trip or match day. We hear a bunch of medical schools have canceled match day where everybody gets to find out where they get to go. And so these rites of passage and weddings, apparently there was a bride that was so ticked that people wouldn't come to her wedding. This is a wedding that she has been just, you know, fantasizing about for decades, and nobody's going to come because they're afraid of coronavirus. So I think each one of us has right now been affected very negatively by this. You know, I mean, still, thank God we haven't died, but, you know, and there's obviously people suffering way more. But we'll get your questions. We'll kind of break it down. But for the love of the Lord, don't let this Friday the 13th, you know, add any more hysteria or panic. Pause the panic. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who is working the dials. And honestly, the GCN crew has been working overtime throughout this whole thing. And it's, you know, everybody that's been coming to work and, you know, still fighting bad weather and, you know, trying to be there despite, you know, this pandemic that we're in. God bless y'all, honestly. And, you know, I love the guys at GCN. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in, trying to get yourself educated, and trying to come to grips with, you know, what this is and why there's such hysteria and, you know, what we need to do next. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For some of you who listen to the show delayed, you could still ask questions and send them to our answer line. So why don't we get to some of those right now? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Daly. I like listening to your show. I'm here. I live here in Las Vegas. My question is, I've been doing some reading on how contagious this disease is. And my question is that if you're exposed to the virus, mm-hmm. you know, somebody has it, they're sick, you breathe it in, but your immune system is strong enough to fight it off, that you do not get sick. Everybody doesn't get sick from the flu, even though they're exposed to the virus. Does your body develop antibodies for it? And the next season that comes around, will you not get it? Mm-hmm. So my question is, if you're exposed to the virus, mm-hmm. if I understand this correctly, let's say you're exposed to the virus, you do not get sick, which means your white blood cells or whatever your defense system is, you know, is able to fight it off. Do you develop antibodies for it? And are you, will mm-hmm. you not get it the next season, the next time it comes around?
That's a fantastic okay. question.
Thank you very much, Dr. Daly. I hope you answer that, or you, because if that's the case, then it does make a lot of sense to just stay away from it, to wait to die out. Or if you want to, if you're healthy enough and you want to go face it, you know, face front, and hopefully you don't get it and you get me into it. Thank you very much.
Great question. I wish I could talk to you live. Thank you, man, for calling in. So here's the thing. You will, whenever you get sick, develop an antibody. So he's right about that. So when you get the chicken pox, if you get a cold, if you get a flu, your body has to fight it. And when it fights it, it trains cells to recognize it. The problem with flu is the virus changes. So you might have some immunity. You might not next time around, depending on how different the virus changes. With coronavirus, doctors can't tell if you are going to have a lifelong immunity or a short-term immunity. And so with chickenpox, it's lifelong. Apparently that virus doesn't change enough such that you'll get a brand new chickenpox infection. You'll get shingles where the virus you have decides to come out at a later date, but that immunity is pretty much lifelong. With coronavirus, though, and the common cold, anywhere up to SARS, they can't tell. They think that the virus is so wily and ever-changing that it won't have a very predictable pattern or a predictable look. That being said, many people have asked about why when you get the flu or you get a cold, you don't really get sick a few weeks later. What, you know, and one answer to that could be because, you know, your immune system is so primed and it's so busy fighting the other infection that, I mean, it's not going to let anything else start to come in. I mean, you are, your defenses are up, but that's not always the case because we have things called secondary infections. You'll have somebody get a flu and then they'll get sick with a bacteria and get a secondary infection. So you're still vulnerable when you're sick. So to answer his question, if you get the coronavirus, yes, you will build up antibodies, but we don't know yet how much immunity that confers or gives you. Now, the other thing we need to kind of talk about is a lot of people have been thinking, me included, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to be dead honest, a lot of us have been thinking, why not just get coronavirus and get it over with? You know, it's living in fear. Remember we talked about the recession and people were so afraid they were going to lose their job, so afraid they were going to lose their job. And then finally what ended up happening is those who lost their job, they actually had a sense of relief. They were like, okay, well, you know, my biggest fear is over. I'm on unemployment. I'm dealing with it. The fear of losing a job was more worrisome than just having lost the job. People are starting to think that with coronavirus. They're like, well, I'm so worried about getting it. Why don't I just get it? Maybe it'll be mild. You know, I guess the mayor of Miami, I think I heard, now has tested positive. Let me just double check that now. I think Justin Trudeau's wife has it. You know, Tom Hanks and stuff. Okay, no, now we're told that the Miami-Dade mayor tests negative. Okay, so I'm hearing mixed results on that. So I'll have to give you guys an update on that. But so some people are like, okay, well, you know what, let's just get it. But here's the problem with that. You have no idea if you're just getting it is going to be mild or is it going to be the deadly one. That's the problem we have. So if you, let's say, you know, are a healthy dude and, you know, you get some sniffles and all that, there's an argument saying, look, it was just a cold, I was fine. But if you, for some reason, have the type of immune system that starts to fill up your lungs with fluid, you're screwed. And doctors and hospitals aren't really recommending it. They aren't really, you know, recommending, all right, guys, you know what, just jump in and have, like, chickenpox parties or whatever. Because they have, there's so much unpredictability, we don't know how sick you're going to get from this. And already the hospitals and the medical centers are overwhelmed. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Now, we have another little problem that's arising, all right? And I am being told that patients are being told to not go to the doctor. And that if they have coronavirus symptoms, to stay home. Now, some of you are like, well, that makes sense. Good. They're not going to get other people sick. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. No, but listen to this. I heard of somebody who had a 105 fever. Now, I think that might be a faulty thermometer, but horrible cough, fever, told to stay home and ride it out. Now, you guys, if you've been listening to my show, I've taught you guys a lot of medicine. Most of you could probably have a medical degree by now, but cough and a fever could mean pneumonia. It could mean bacterial pneumonia, fungal pneumonia, viral pneumonia. I'm a little concerned that everybody is looking at these cases and what we're up to. Is it 1,700 now in the United, 1,800, you know, 1,800 cases in the United States? People might be looking at these 1,800 cases in the United States and telling people who may actually have pneumonia, which is a lot more common than coronavirus right now, or flu, to stay home. I don't want anybody assuming they have coronavirus when it is so far rarer than everything, than other things that might need immediate treatment also. And so my worry is, and I don't know if we're going to get the numbers on this, is I'm worried that some of our death rates might go up coronavirus related, but not because the coronavirus hit the person, but because they were told to stay home when they had a strep pneumonia. And then, you know, another thing that could possibly happen is if, let's say, a bunch of us have already been exposed to coronavirus. You know, we're not testing. We don't have enough test kits. So, I don't know. I have no idea if the sniffles I had in January was coronavirus or not. I have no idea. I feel fine now. Didn't really get the flu. I had the flu shot. But, you know, what if a bunch of us were exposed? The next concern I have is if you do have somebody dying from pneumonia, which happens this time of year, could they also coincidentally be positive for coronavirus, yet coronavirus is getting blamed for the illness? That's a problem. Now, somebody could say, well, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Did the coronavirus come first and then they got a bacterial pneumonia? True. Just like flu. You know, with flu-related deaths, if you have pneumonia, and if you at all tested positive for the flu, they're going to clock it, you know, they're going to chalk it up to a flu-related death. But what if a bunch of us were already exposed? You know? And so, you know, this hysteria that we have and this, you know what, if you have coronavirus, stay home, stay home. I get that. And I get that because we're trying to contain. But you have so many other illnesses that can mimic coronavirus. We have flu tests. We have, you know, other means to, you know, see. We could do a blood count to look for bacterial versus viral. You know, it's not the most specific, but it can tell you, you know, tell the doctor if we're looking at something viral or bacterial. But we're not testing people. 1-877-DOCDELLY.
Anywhere. Radio remains. remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On Capitol Hill, amid the coronavirus outbreak, the U.S. House is expected to vote on a relief bill before today is over. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been negotiating with Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, who told CNBC this morning the legislation is definitely coming.
I think we're very close to getting this done. This is a very important bill for small and medium-sized businesses, for people that are impacted by the coronavirus. I think we're like in the second inning of getting things done.
The bill as it stands now would include free coronavirus testing, paid sick leave for those who need it, and a boosted unemployment compensation. The president's demanding Congress approve a payroll tax cut as well. He says it would let taxpayers have the full money they've earned, but it would not help workers who are being laid off. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are taking your calls and your questions on coronavirus and hoping to, you know, dispel some myths, calm the panic about it, and give you guys the latest information on this. Teresa asks, what vitamins or food will help boost your immune system? So there's been a lot of discussion on popping vitamin C and if vitamin C can stave this off, or vitamin D. Right now, there is no direct evidence that running to a supplement store to get supplements and popping the supplements is going to prevent you from getting coronavirus, okay? However, the ascorbic acid or vitamin C, you know, it got its roots, I think it was back in the 70s by Linus Pauling, who suggested that vitamin C could limit the duration of colds. Apparently what happened is they looked at a cold and they found, and vitamin C supplements, and they looked at it lessening the duration or the time it takes for people to be sick, their sick time, by 8% adults and 14% in children. And the daily dose was about 200 milligrams. However, since then, we have not seen a lot of proof. In the general population, other studies have not found that it would prevent the common cold. So I've tried it personally, because I always like to, you know, I mean, when I was in school, you know, I'd start feeling sick and you had no time to be sick. You weren't even allowed to call out sick. When I had pneumonia, I was not allowed to call out. In fact, they even told me to take off the mask. They said it would panic other people. And so you just had to, I mean, that's just the way it was. You just had to work. And I just try not to breathe on people. I, you know, would visit patients holding my breath, and I would be able to hold my breath pretty damn long talking to patients. I'd leave the room, I'd breathe, I'd come back in because I was, you know, freaked out for them. But I remember I would try to just slam those vitamin C tablets. Were orange and they were tasty and they were sweet and they were chalky, but I still got sick. I would still get the cold, and the reason why is, once you feel sick, once you have that fever or those body aches or the coughing or the sniffles or whatever, it's already kind of too late. The virus has already expanded and propagated. Maybe you could limit it a day or two. I don't know. Some people swear by it. Some people don't. Just like with echinacea and golden seal, you have all this, anecdotal evidence that, oh, my echinacea keeps me healthy. Great. Any of my patients who said that, I'm like, good for you. I think that's fantastic. But we have to be very, very careful about telling the average person to go and start pounding a bunch of supplements like vitamin D deficiency. For those of us who are vitamin D deficient, because we're afraid of melanoma and we're avoiding the sun at all costs, vitamin D deficiency could put you at risk for a lot of things. So trying to step it up and take tens of thousands of units of vitamin D, that could unfortunately affect the kidney if you don't have healthy kidneys. So we really have to kind of take things in stride. Plus, many of these supplements are, I don't want to use the word synthetic, but they're man-made. And so they might have some natural things within the tablet, but the orange, chalky, you know, cute tablet has other things in there besides vitamin C. How do we know that's not going to interfere with your normal healing process? So what I tell people, Teresa, great question, is eat the fruits and vegetables. Make sure you have a balanced diet, fresh fish, plenty of fluids. Make sure you're getting rest, you know? And I would rather you go for more healthy type choices with foods. And if you have a healthy diet, then hopefully the vitamin C is already in your system, ready to help, you know, your immune cells. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when we look at the people being affected by coronavirus, and please keep your questions coming at 1-877-DOC-DALI, DOCDALI, people with high blood pressure or diabetes have been at higher risk. Now, there was an article I had seen. I was reading the scientific study on the ACE2. And how it's a little kind of hard to explain. Remember we talked about the angiotensin system? Okay. So you have a system in your body where, let's say you get shot, God forbid, and you start to bleed. Your kidneys sense that less blood is coming to them. So it has this whole cascade of events that will start clamping up the blood vessels, increasing cardiac output, allowing you to hopefully maintain your blood circulatory system, as long as you don't bleed out. Okay? Some of us make it, some of us don't. Well, scientists were looking at how the COVID-19 binds to the cell membrane. There's like a protein that binds to the cell membrane, protein angiotensin converting enzyme to enter human cells. It actually binds to this ACE2 via an S protein on the surface in order to get into the cell to make it replicate. Chinese researchers used electron microscopy to study the structure of this ACE2 when it was bound to one of its typical, I guess, cell points, and they found how the COVID-19 could bind to that and then allow it to enter the cell and do what it wants to do. So, now some researchers are trying to put this together, and they think that if you are on an ACE inhibitor or an angiotensin receptor blocker, that might muck things up. Scientists not associated with the research says it does not prove a link between the medications and severe COVID-19, but they do need to look at why we are seeing coronavirus hit those with high blood pressure. They say certain drugs may change the shape of someone's cell in a way that makes it easier for the virus to infect them. So, this was published in The Lancet Respiratory Medicine. They looked at how the coronavirus latches onto people's cells. Researchers from University Hospital Basel in Switzerland and the University of Thessaloniki in Greece found that the virus binds to the cells by latching onto this receptor. And this ACE2 is on the surface of upper respiratory cells. People with high blood pressure and diabetes many times takes ACE inhibitors. And these ACE inhibitors might indirectly increase that ACE2 on their cells. What are these ACE inhibitors? Well, you got benazepril, zestril, lisinopril, enalapril, captopril. They end in ill. We also are looking at the ARBs, valsartan, you know, medicines like Diovan, Cozaar, Hyzaar, Irbesartan. I've been mixing up the brand and generic names. So, we need to identify if there's a chance that you could be possibly worsening your prognosis based on you taking a medication that might actually indirectly help the COVID. Crazy stuff. So, the team looked at other studies of coronavirus patients with pre-existing conditions. They found that the most common were those with high blood pressure. High blood pressure seemed to be a big factor. 23.7% of those that got super sick. Diabetes came at 16.2%. Heart disease, 5.8%. Now, that's crazy because usually diabetes and heart disease is more severe. So then, like, well, huh, then maybe it has to do with the medications people are taking. So coronavirus and SARS attach to cells inside people's bodies so they could work out how the blood pressure... Oh, okay, sorry, they're talking about... Sorry. So, they say their data suggests that this ACE2 expression is increased in diabetes, and treatment with ACE inhibitors and ARBs will increase ACE2 expression. They said, consequently, the increased expression of ACE2 would facilitate infection with COVID-19. Now, we do not want anybody stopping their blood pressure medicine. We do not want anybody freaking out about this, because if you have uncontrolled high blood pressure, that is deadly. However, there might be a link to what we're taking for our high blood pressure and our susceptibility to this virus. 1-877-DR-LATE.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend a perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alan asks about trade bans. I'm not sure about if we have trade bans. I know we've had travel bans instituted. I'm not sure about trade bans. In terms of travel bans, Trump had instituted that we would, by Friday, not allow people coming from Europe, with the exception of England, to come into the United States for, I think, about 30 days. I don't know if that also includes products and things like that. I'm not sure what we did in terms of products from China, so I apologize. I don't have an answer to that. But what I can tell you is Trump has now declared a national emergency over the coronavirus epidemic, so we might see some changes, especially on the economic front with that one. So we have another press conference coming up, and French President Emmanuel Macron and leaders of the Group 7 economic giant nations have agreed to organize an extraordinary leaders summit by video conference on Monday. This is pretty important, as from what we understand, the White House is going to be on hiatus. Not the White House, Congress is going to be on Capitol Hill because they want to, you know, avoid getting sick with coronavirus. And it is very, very frustrating. There's a lot of anxiety about this because we, you know, we don't want the whole country to go on shutdown because of people having sniffles. We have 41 deaths right now, which is a lot, and it's heartbreaking to see we've had 41 deaths in the United States, over 1,800 cases. Overall death count is, I think, over 5,000 for the whole world. Still, 5,000 too many. Nothing to mess with. Nothing to joke about. However, to see the country shut down to this proportion when we had been people dying in front of us with the flu is making a lot of us kind of scratch our heads. Now, but it's a new disease. It's a new virus. People are scared. We don't have a vaccine. We technically don't have an antiviral like we do with flu. We could use Zofluza, or we could use Tamiflu for flu. We can't technically use that for coronavirus. So, unfortunately, everybody has to kind of, you know, be a DEFCON 1 for this. And it's frustrating. Total cases have now exceeded 140,000 worldwide. Total deaths, 5,100. 70,700 have recovered. Again, has it been, were they mild cases? You know, we're being told that on, I believe it was the Diamond Princess, I have to double check, on one of the cruise ships, half of the people who tested positive were feeling fine. They were feeling fine. But the problem is if they tested positive, they could give it to somebody who is vulnerable. We have a deadly disease, and it's a deadly disease for a minority of people. We have no idea if it could later turn into a majority. We don't know if it's going to become more virulent, but we have to protect our, you know, citizens. And so even if you and I don't get sick, we have to avoid others. And you can't just tell seniors to stay home. That doesn't work for that long. You know, people are joking about, oh man, you know, I could watch Netflix and I have an Xbox and, you know, I could order Grubhub. You know, I don't know how squirrely you get. I mean, I when I'm home on the weekend, I can't wait for Monday. Now, I'm a workaholic, but I have got to get out of the house. I have got to do stuff. Now, and by the way, you could still hike. You could still go out to the mountains. You could still camp. Get some fresh air. If you're in big city, you're going to be confined to the house. I'm telling you right now, after 2 days, there's even been some talk that divorce rates have skyrocketed in China. I am going to kind of research that a little bit, but it's because people have to spend too much time together with their loved ones. So that's pretty scary. So Trump has declared or plans to declare later today a national emergency. That would free up financial resources to help Americans affected by the outbreak. Again, I'm not sure how people are going to get these resources if Capitol Hill is closing down in the next few weeks. Again, we're just getting little bits and pieces here. So a White House spokesperson has declined to comment when asked about the plan. Well, of course, everybody rips Trump to pieces, so we're not going to get any information until it's, you know, closer to that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But Trump's emergency designation is expected to fall under the Stafford Act. Now, the Stafford Act apparently allows for two types of presidential declarations. The first is in an emergency, so Trump will declare this an emergency. The second is if he had a major disaster, such as hurricane, earthquake, etc. Both of these designations allow FEMA to be in charge. Now, French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday that he, Trump, and the rest of the leaders of the group of seven economic giant nations have agreed to organize an extraordinary leaders summit by video conference. Aren't they extraordinary leaders, all these people? I hope so. And, yeah, when people call themselves, I'm extraordinary, I'm like, look, you know, we're gonna get all the corporate heads together. We're gonna get all the suits together. I don't know if I would say, you know, we're extraordinary. I don't know. Anyway, so they're gonna have a video conference on Monday. We will coordinate research efforts on vaccine and treatments and work an economic and financial response. The announcement obviously comes, a day after Trump said he's not ready to, you know, hit the button on that yet in terms of calling it an emergency. He said, we have very strong emergency powers under the Stafford Act, and we have it. I mean, I have it memorized practically as to the powers in that act. If I need to do something, I'll do it, he had said in an Oval Office meeting. He said, I have the right to do a lot of things that people don't even know about, he says, according to CNBC. So emergency declaration would also allow a protocol to kind of be initiated on, okay, this money goes here, we institute this, you know, it also, I think, you know, gives certain powers to, National Guard and things like that to be able to be instituted, just like New York is using them for New Rochelle. Scares people that there's going to be National Guard, even though these guys are awesome, but, you know, we don't want to be a martial law yet, but in terms of containment, you know, it does start to kind of move things towards that. You know, we're being told that a containment, lockdown is going to be imminent. And that makes a lot of people kind of panic because they have work to do. And, you know, we're hearing that there's going to be relief. And again, I'm not criticizing the Trump administration. I think they're doing as good as they can. This is nature. You know, humans and, you know, politics can only do so much. But this hysteria that we have where everything's being canceled, so games and NBA and, you know, people who sell tickets or food vendors or whatever, you know, where's all the money going to come from, right, to be able to keep everybody at their salary? And then if you are a small business owner, are you going to get a reprieve and allowed to default on your mortgage or on your rent? Are the banks going to be on board? You know, that's what I want to hear. Small business owners are trying to figure out how to pay their staff, but, you know, are they going to have to pay rent next month if we're on lockdown? So the state of emergency hopefully allow the government to have a little bit more leeway and flexibility when it comes to funds and dispersing funds. It's just, do they get to your pocket? Do they get to my pocket? Who knows? So we're going to, when we come back in the next hour, talk about what's happening with schools. With the coronavirus package and the government, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said debt relief for student loans and help for the airline industry are also under consideration. Now, if I had to prioritize, and I love students, I would maybe defer them needing to do payments, but I don't know if I would be just wiping out student debt right now when we have so many other things we need to pay for. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.